Hello.
Hi, Charlene. It's Lisa calling you from Notebook Writing Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm a little bit stressed.
That's the reason why I called you, to understand what's going on. So can you go ahead and give me the reasons why you're stressed out?
Well, somebody named Raphael called me yesterday and told me that Books A Million wanted to order 500 copies of my book, which doesn't make any sense to me that anyone would order 500 copies of a children's book from a first author. They don't know anything about it. And then I was told to pay $5,000 for upfront for printing costs, which doesn't sound reasonable to me. We don't know if the book's going to sell. I called Books A Million, and they told me that they don't buy, they don't purchase print copies or self-publishing titles or anything like that. And I called the bank, so I'm really upset, and I've been sick last night and today because I feel like somebody's telling me something that's not true.
Okay.
I was waiting to hear the news yesterday. Mm-hmm. That the book was published, that it went live on Amazon. That's what I told it would be done in 72 hours. Mm-hmm. But instead of calling me and telling me that the book was published, then they tell me about this big $500 order, which I have a hard time believing is true.
Okay. All right. See, the confusion and the skepticism that you are currently facing, it is completely valid, all right, because I would feel the same. I believe that you were not conveyed regarding the process and the information correctly. So I'm going to go right back to it, okay? Let me just explain to you a certain process here. See, with all these book distributors, retail outlets, we have a contract with them as a B2B, business to business, right? They come to our company every quarterly, or even if they do not come, we have a contract of submitting 30 to 40 manuscripts to them, which are of high value, which we feel that has potential to them to review. Now, in this situation, this order was not random, okay? Since the project manager is David, and what he did was that once we were in the finalization phase, I mean like about 2 weeks ago, I believe, let me just check the date and confirm, okay? Just give me a moment. Okay. Sorry about that. My system is taking so long, and since this is an integrated portal, I have to wait. And this is on the 14th. I believe, yes. I see the request sent, your manuscript sent to Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and the Hudson Group on the 14th, amongst many other manuscripts. The reason why we do not tell you this upfront is because there is a very small ratio or chance that your book might get accepted, all right? So we don't tell you upfront that we are submitting your book, not to get your hopes high, because it's just a chance that we take with our customers, because of course it's an opportunity, it's a golden opportunity. And let me tell you one more thing. You are right that Books A Million, when you call them, they will not disclose this to you. Even if you walk down the to your nearest Barnes & Noble store, they will tell you exact the same thing, that they do not take orders from individuals. However, this is a contract between us and them. You are part of that contract. Why? Because you are our client, so we are representing you there. They don't know you directly, so they won't deal with you, and they do not do that. That's the reason why you got that answer. Secondly, what happened is that on the 14th, your manuscript was sent, and we received a response from Books A Million. Barnes & Noble did not select your book, and the Hudson Group as well. They did not shortlist you. However, Books A Million did select the book because they are actually planning it's an event. I'm not sure where exactly, but it was an event that they were hosting for a orphanage. Let me just see if I can get you the name of the orphanage as well. See, when you don't have complete details, of course you're not going to feel safe because you're spending a huge amount. So I understand that. Okay, I do not have.
But why would they order 500 copies? That's an awful lot.
Yes. The reason why they do that, okay, by the way, let me just give you a general idea. When we submit these manuscripts, like 30, 40 of them, they shortlist sometimes 10 or 15 of them, and all those 15 books have bulk orders. This is actually a book placement option, which means that they provide us a print-on-demand order on the manuscript that they feel has potential, and they actually offer us with that particular number. For example, your book has 500 copies, and that is the lowest number in this list that I'm seeing. The other manuscripts, there are 8 of them. Some of them are self-help. The other one, let me see, it's a real estate book and another children's book. So they've ordered 1,000 copies of the other children's book. They've ordered 1,500 for the self-help, and a 5,000 copies order from Barnes & Noble for a real estate book. And this is like the minimum order, 500 copies, your order. That's like the minimum number in that list. This is all about getting a bulk order from a company like us, ghostwriters, in order to facilitate the book. Now, what happens in this situation is that they get a certain margin of royalties and you get the rest of it. And it's like 80-20 ratio. 75-25 or 80-20 ratio. I don't have that exact amount here. So let me just go back. Again, we get these orders every quarterly for the manuscripts that are selected. Now, in your case, what happened is that we submitted a manuscript, not hoping anything, but just trying to see what the scope is for the book, since it's a children's book. And we didn't expect that we will get this order, to be very honest with you. And this is like the minimum order in the list. Now, yesterday, Rafael called you because he's one of the senior persons in the management here, and he deals with things like these. You know, the book placement, worldwide distribution, all of that, where your book is being enabled or facilitated in different platforms to different companies or in individuals like bookstores or libraries, okay? So that's the reason why he called you up and he told you to bear the printing cost, because this is how the process works. You pay the printing cost and the service fee for them having your book placed in their bookstore. And the reason why they selected your book, it's because they are having an event or a gala of some sort arranged for kids. And that's the reason why they've ordered 500 copies of your book and 1,000 copies of the second children book that I was referring to. And that is pretty much it. And it's a good opportunity for you, Charlene.
But do they realize that my book is really written for a narrow audience of my church?
Yes.
I don't know if they know that.
Yes, of course they know that. They evaluate the books first, and then they place the order. See, they are taking a risk too. As I told you, that these bookstores, they never just randomly keep any books on shelves. At this point of time, they actually ordered the book for a particular audience, which is, I believe, the kids from an orphanage. I don't have the name yet, but if you want me to get the name, I will get you the name too, and where this event is taking place. And if you need pictures as well, I will provide those to you as well. See, Charlene, you're concerned about your amount, right? So let me just put it down to you in simple words. Right now, you have paid the printing charges. At this point of time, we're going to go for the book placement. We'll give them the books, and we'll give them some time to gain royalties on those particular books. Because, of course, if they are hosting a charity event, they have investors as well. So you will have no problem gaining back the royalties. The bank account details will be the ones that you are providing for the publication of your book. Your royalties from the bookstore will be transferred to your bank account, and this will happen over the period of 4 to 6 months. Now, let's just say, for example, in this 6 months time period, if they sell, let's say, 300 copies and 200 of them are not being sold, what's going to happen to that, right? That must be the most basic question that you must be having in your mind too, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We will facilitate those copies in another manner. Either way, you're going to get the royalties for that particular amount. If you don't get the royalties for that, you're going to get a partial refund for that printing cost. So it's a win-win for you. You're not losing this amount. Think of it this way. You're just putting this amount as a security deposit in an account for 6 months. Now, either way,
you said there's a refund. Said there's a refund for the unsold copies?
Yes. So what happens is that either ways, after the 6 months time frame, you're going to get the royalties, which is 80%, of course. So I will give you the exact calculation of that in writing too. As I told you that I don't have all the information at this point of time, but I have sufficient enough information that I can explain the entire process to you. We're just missing some micro details, and that is it. So as I said,
how much is the book selling for?
Yes, that is a good question. That is something that I need to get from them. What will be the cost or the retail price for the book? And depending on that particular pricing, we can determine what is the royalty per copy that you will be getting, right? And of course, it's going to be more mm-hmm. than the printing cost, definitely more than that. But we need to understand what their selling price is. So that is one thing that is not confirmed yet. I will have a word with them, and I will confirm that. Secondly, as I was telling you, that you don't need to worry about anything, Charlene. This is an excellent opportunity for you. You know, there are a lot of people who go ahead and publish articles on New York Times, on Forbes, on TechCrunch, and their book never gets selected for anything like this. If this mm-hmm. is being enabled, and if your book is seen as worthy of the potential, then this is an excellent idea. Because bulk orders, they help you in a longer run, you know, in terms of getting royalties. One-on-one copies, that is fine, but that's not a huge margin. You cannot cover the difference of the cost that you invested on the book, right? But if you get bulk orders like this, then it will just, let's say for example, if you get two or three bulk orders yearly, that will be sufficient enough for you to cover your costing that you so far spent on the book within a year or two max. And then for your entire lifetime, it will all be a straight profit to you. Okay?
I hear you. Are you calling from New York? Where are you at?
I'm actually in the Pacific time zone. I'm calling you from the Californian office. We have different branches
okay.
in different cities.
Because I noticed that the three men that I talked to yesterday, David, Brian, and Raphael, the phone numbers were from New York, Pennsylvania, and California.
Yes.
Is that where they are?
Yes, that is their.
So how can they work so closely? How can they work so closely together when they're spread out so far?
Well, because
all three of them called me within minutes
yes.
of each other, like they were all together.
No, they weren't together. We have a complex integrated system for our internal communication. As I told you, you know, a while back I told you that I'm looking at your account. So that is where I was looking at, in the internal portal. Anyone who speaks to you, anyone who is connected with you on the project will all leave a note there, whatever they do. Even if they move a single needle from here to there, they're going to mention it over there. That's the reason why I told you I have the complete information in my system. It took a long while
okay.
for us to figure this out. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, especially when you're in different locations. So, yeah, there was a hassle, but eventually, throughout the progress of years, we have established this portal, the system that we built for ourselves. And it's a customized
mm-hmm. I noticed that all four of you have an accent. So is English not your first language?
No, not at all. English is my second language. And, yeah, you can say that they have accent too. I'm from South Africa. Some of them are from third world countries as well. We actually have a policy to hire immigrants and people of Rainbow Nation countries just to maintain the integrity of the entire brand. Although the writers and editors, they are all native.
Because I've seen so much trouble with the proofreading, it seemed like some of the people that worked on my manuscript were not good English speakers because of the wording and the changes that they made.
Okay, that's weird. Bottom line, is the manuscript ready to be published right now? Is that approved?
I was told that it would be done in 72 hours, which would be by today. But then last night when I thought they were going to tell me that, that's when they called and told me about this huge order.
Got it.
So I haven't been told that it's live yet.
Yeah. Let me have a word with David. Let me check what's going on with that. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay? Stay with me on the line.
Okay.
Thank you very much for being online, Charlene. I just reached out to David, and he gave me the progress of the book. Because we went with custom formatting, everything else was good to go, but the file that we uploaded for paperback version, by the way, your ebook version is live already. We're working on the printed version right now with Amazon and I believe Barnes & Noble. Now what happened is that once we uploaded this onto the Amazon portal, now they have their own criteria and they have their own setup in terms of the layout, due to which the layout of the book in the actual file is not sitting well on the preview link. I believe you saw the last preview link. So there are two or three formatting issues that we're working with. But he told me that it's going to be resolved maximum by the end of today or latest by Monday morning. So you're going to have that too.
Yeah, so when I did the preview last night, there were two spacing errors. That's what has been the main problem throughout.
I believe that is exactly what he's referring to, and it's not a major issue, so it's going to be fixed, and it's completely normal, because sometimes, you know, in Word files or PDF versions, there's a certain layout that we set, considering all of Amazon's criteria, but when we upload that, one or two things, they just get misplaced, so that's like a glitch, you can say. A margin for error. So that's just it. Otherwise, everything else is good to go. Now, one more thing, Charlene, you mentioned that you talked to your bank. Did you file a dispute with them?
I thought they would call me, and they did not. He told me yesterday somebody would call or I would call them, but that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
They didn't
now
call.
You got to call your bank and ask them to revert the dispute or stop it, because if it hits our merchant, in that situation, our merchant will be frozen, and not just your amount. You might just get your amount transferred for you temporarily, but there will be a legal case pending. They'll ask us for a case study. They'll ask you for correspondence. Then it's going to take 60 working days for us to resolve this case, and there is a chance, 50% chance, that you might not get the amount back too. So do not have them involved. I answered all your questions. I'm taking the ownership and responsibility. You have my name. Come back to me in 6 months, and if nothing else works, we will proceed with a refund.
Okay, so I emailed them to undo the $5,000, but they're going to know that I'm talking to you and that we're going to go forward and hope for the best?
Yes. Tell them that you
right?
had a word with us. You were confused about a couple of things. You got your answers. And just in case, Charlene, worst case scenario, if nothing else works and if you still feel that you are not confident enough, just come back to me and ask me for a refund. Let me do that to you in a straight up manner, right? In the right track, in the right route. We don't need to involve a third party to complicate things, because if they get involved, my legal team gets involved from here, and it's going to be a mess for you and for me. So we can resolve this in the most simplest manner if it goes south, okay? I'm giving you that assurance on a recorded medium right now. So you need to call them immediately and let them know that they need to drop the dispute. You are tackling this. You're handling with the situation directly with us. And just in case if we refuse to do that, if we refuse to deliver you the services, we are taking full responsibility of processing your 100% refund, okay?
Yeah, they told me they couldn't do anything about it. It had already gone through, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they will file a dispute on that. Since you have now raised the concern, they're going to flag the payment and they will forcefully take that amount from our merchant. And that is bad.
No, they said they wouldn't do that. They would wait and see. So,
are you sure about that?
Okay, so I am. Yeah.
Okay.
I said they couldn't do anything about it. It had already gone through.
Okay, just on a safer end, let them know that you have dealt with the situation with us and you are no longer proceeding with a dispute with them, just in case.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that it doesn't become a mess. You know, already the entire process, right now we are on the final stages, right? And the entire process, it hasn't been easy for you. So I don't want to cause more stress, and I deal with these kind of situations. That's why I'm giving you this personal advice. It's not going to be a big issue for us, but it will become a huge hassle for you on the other end as a customer, and we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Is there anyone on your team that has English as their first language?
Yes, of course there are a lot of people.
Okay, well, everybody that I've talked to, sometimes it's hard for me to understand what you say.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to anyone that seems like they're English first language speaker.
That's because you're dealing with project managers and communication skills people only, and the majority of them in this section or in this department are non-natives. That's the reason why you're always getting a second person whose English, English is not their first language. That's the reason why you've faced
mm-hmm.
this kind of concern. So rest assured, everything
yeah.
is on track. If there are any concerns whatsoever, you feel skeptical, you have questions, you have concerns, I'm here for you. Take down my personal cell number, please, so that in case if there are any issues, you can reach out to me directly. Let me know once you're ready.
I understand that. That's what Brian has said to me, and David has too.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I'm working with people online that I don't really know who you are. I haven't met you. I don't really know what's going on. And so this really threw me for a loop when on the day I thought it was going to be published and we're going to be done,
mm-hmm.
then they come up with this that I have to pay $5,000 for this, which was really concerning to me.
I understand what you're saying. And since everything is in place, I would have issued you a refund for this. To be very honest, Charlene, this amount is not going in our pockets. And there is a very less, next to nothing profit that we are getting on this sale of yours, okay? And
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, this has more value for you because it's huge. Getting a 500 copies order, being a new author,
yeah.
it is a huge thing. A lot of people, a lot of experienced authors, they never face this kind of situation in their entire life. So understand this from that perspective as well. And as I told you, if
yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
Worst case scenario. Yeah, worst case scenario, your money is safe. Think of it this way: you have safety. You have a safety deposit in which you have put this amount. That's it. If there are issues, we'll go ahead and process a refund for you. End of discussion. And that is it. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you for helping me.
No problem at all. But just, Charlene, just before you go, please take care of the dispute thing for me and let me know in writing that it is done, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you, Charlene.
Thank you.
Reach out to me. I'm telling you again, I am from the compliance. I can resolve your issues. If you have questions, anything whatsoever, even if it's like the most stupidest thing you want to ask, go ahead and ask me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so
All right.
much for your time,
Thank
Charlene,
you.
And I'm really excited for your book.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
Be
you.
Positive.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.